Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
College football game time on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth, John Chuckery, John Fricke. Glad to be with you on this college football Saturday. Noon games getting set to kick off now. We'll keep you updated on all these early games as we roll through this, our final hour here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are leading up to Georgia State and South Alabama. The pregame coming up at 1. They'll kick it off at 2 o'clock today. And just about, I don't know, about 20 minutes or so from right now, we'll hear from Georgia State head coach Sean Elliott. He was on with John Fricke and Hugh Douglas on the morning show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So we'll get to that coming up in a few minutes. And again, we'll keep an eye, including this big one, between number 2 and number 8, Ohio State and Penn State. We got our eye on that game as we go through this hour. Guys, let's before we get into any of these games that are kicking off, let's go over some of our surprises and some of the disappointments from this college football season so far. Let's start with the disappointments. And John Chuckery, I want to start with you. Your three biggest disappointments so far, three teams that have let you down this college football season.
For me, A&M has let me down, and the other team in the state of Texas, Texas as well. And I really, you know, I was, you know, when we did a lot of offseason, I was high on Texas. I really thought Texas would be, you know, top six to go in. My kind of theory was if this isn't the year that Tom Herman gets it done, you know, when does that door kind of open? I mean, they have talent. It's not like they're playing with a bunch of ham and eggers. Sam Ellinger at times has been, you talk about a one-man gang for Texas. He's done about everything you could ask out of him this year. So both teams in the state of Texas. And, you know, probably number three, you know, probably is Michigan State for me, because just they've become, I don't know what you want to say, but they're dreadful. Like they've been passed by Indiana, Illinois, you know, Minnesota, obviously. I mean, if it wasn't that Rutgers and Northwestern are so dreadful in the Big Ten, they'd be the bottom feeder of that conference right now. And for a school that, you know, has been at least one of the more steady programs in the country, maybe not great at times, but they were a playoff team one year, they've become the complete afterthought. Like, hell, there's no scare in playing Michigan State anymore in that team.
Agreed.
Well, I have three, two of which are in the same conference as Michigan State, neither of which is Michigan State. My third one was, well, first off, I'll agree with John on Texas. Stats are stats, and sometimes stats are facts, right, John? I mean, yeah. You could say stats are stats in the case you were talking earlier in the program about Anthony Gordon, the Washington State quarterback. That's just a stat that's a stat.
Right.
Okay, right. Here's a stat that's a fact. Sam Ellinger stood on the field in New Orleans at the end of the Sugar Bowl last year and said, "We're back," to all the Texans. Well, they are back. They're back to a four-loss team is where they're back to. Get this. Texas has lost at least four games in every season since they last played in the national championship against Alabama and Julio Jones. That was the last time Texas did not lose four games in a season.
Who was the coach before Mac got there? That was not Makovic. Was it Makovic?
Oh, gosh. Was it John Makovica?
Who was the coach there? Because that had Major Applewhite and those guys.
Oh, geez. I'll have to look that up.
Anyway, but that was the last time Texas did not win. They were 13-0 that year, went to the Sugar Bowl, mm-hmm. BCS championship game, got beat by Julio Jones and Alabama, and that team, right? That was Mark Ingram, right? Won the Heisman that year. And so that's how long it's been. So it's
No. Right? Texas lost the national title game to Florida and Tim Tebow. They lost to Tim Tebow in Florida in the national championship game.
Pretty sure it was Alabama, 37-21. right?
I thought in the national title game they lost to Florida.
No, they lost to Julio Jones and Alabama.
I got to look that up to remember.
Anyway,
it was John Makovic, by the way.
John Makovic. Okay.
Yeah, Makovic was there before him. David McWilliams was there from 87 to 91.
Anyway, that's how long it's been since they were the last not a four-loss team. The other two teams that I have on my disappointing list are both in the Big Ten, not named Michigan State. One is Northwestern. Let's figure, John Chuckery, Northwestern, Chris Goforth, won the West last year. They were in the Big Ten title game last year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, 0-7 in league play, and it's not even a close 0-7. They've been getting boat raced every week. They've got the worst offense in the nation.
Yeah, they have no quarterback play. They've gotten zero quarterback play.
They are. You think Michigan State's offense is bad? Northwestern wishes it was Michigan State.
Yeah, and they brought Hunter Johnson in, transfer, thought it was going to be better. They have zero quarterback play.
And the third team for me is Nebraska, the team that I am repping today with my Nebraska jersey on here. The fact of the matter is, at the end of last year, after that team started last year for Scott Frost, 0-6, they were better in the second half of the season than this team this year, which was supposed to be better than the team last year. This program right now has flatlined. And if they don't beat Maryland today and end up going 4-8 again by losing to Iowa, I know Scott Frost got an extension, but next year the pressure on Scott Frost is going to be intense.
Has Adrian Martinez progressed?
No. Not only has he not progressed, but Luke McCaffrey ought to be the starting quarterback.
Wow. For a guy who, what do we talk about at times? Was he going to be
the Heisman guy?
Dark horse?
Yeah.
Maybe the best quarterback in the Big Ten?
Whew.
That has him.
Wow.
Real quick before I get to my disappointments, KJ Hamler, he is dressed and he is on the field to start the game for Penn State. So that is some good news for the Nittany Lions. John, I kind of got a couple that you had. I had Texas as number one. That's my number one disappointment this year's Texas. Number two, I had Michigan. Because we keep hearing, not Michigan State, Michigan, we keep hearing that it's going to happen, and there's all this hype every year, and every year it doesn't happen. And for me, number three is Miami. I thought the U would be starting to take steps towards getting better. Looks like they're running in place.
Muck. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just running in place.
Well, they're about to knock the Orange Bowl down, so.
Maybe about 20 years too late.
Yeah.
That's another story. All right, guys. So that is biggest letdowns. Let's go with biggest surprises. I'll give you mine first. It's hard not to say Minnesota, right? I mean, I don't think anybody.
Yeah. Isn't Baylor and Minnesota like number one and two?
Yeah, I've got mine are Minnesota, Baylor, and LSU. Those are my three. I thought LSU could be good. I didn't think LSU could be. I didn't expect them to be this good.
I wonder if John and I are about to have the same third one.
Okay, what's yours?
Mine's local.
Georgia State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw Georgia State being a 6 or 7 win team.
Not coming out of last year.
They should win today. I mean, if they lose today, then douche. But they should win today. I didn't see 7 wins out of Georgia State.
You know what? And this is bad on me. I didn't consider them. But you're right. I may have to change my third one. I did not have Minnesota on my surprise list.
Did you have Shorter or Agnes Scott?
No, I had Shorter.
He had Barry.
Yeah, Shorter has to be
West
Barry
Georgia.
First.
Okay.
You know? I did not have Minnesota on my list because, to me, they were not a surprise. I thought they might win the West this year. I mean, coming out of the end of last year where they hammered Wisconsin, they took Georgia Tech apart in Paul Johnson's last game up at the Quick Lane Bowl. Took them apart. I thought Minnesota was going to be pretty good. I'm with you. LSU, big surprise to me. I didn't expect them to be this good. I'm with you on Baylor. They are certainly surprised. My third team was Air Force. I did not look at Air Force. That's a team that might end up with 11 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Air Force might have 11 wins. And I went, really? Okay. So to use a John Chuckerism, I didn't expect that. But you know what? Good call, Georgia State.
It's college football game time here on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. Penn State faced with a 4th-and-4 on their opening drive. They've been able to get it into Ohio State territory.
They just put the Alabama score up. Territory. Who's that? They're playing South Carolina today?
No, Western by the way, Carolina. How many people are screaming right now? Look at what happened with no Tua because Alabama did not score a touchdown on its opening drive against the Catamounts.
No, they had to kick a field goal.
They had to kick a field goal. They were held to 3.
Yeah, but South Carolina is a pretty good defensive team.
This is Western Carolina.
Huh? What?
And that's the only score of the 12 o'clock games. Everybody's kicked off and underway now. And
West Virginia.
Iowa just scored.
Alabama's got West Virginia, you said.
No, Western Carolina. Western Carolina.
Isn't it Thanksgiving on Thursday?
What do we got? East Carolina, North Carolina, South Carolina, Coastal Carolina, Western Carolina.
North Carolina, South Carolina.
Yeah.
South Carolina State.
South Carolina State.
North Carolina State.
Mm-hmm. Right. Iowa just scored. They lead Illinois 6-0. 10-16 left in the first quarter there. We will continue to keep you updated on all of these games going on as we move through the hour. Speaking of Georgia State and the surprise they have been this season, their head coach Sean Elliott was on with John and Hugh on the morning show. We'll hear from the Georgia State head coach next. It's College Football Game Time, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
We are joined now on the WayForward.com hotline by the head coach of the Panthers, Sean Elliott. Morning to you, Coach.
Coach Elliott, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Pretty good, pretty good. Coach, I want to say first and foremost, hate the outcome for the game for you because it was a great game. Coach, you're intense on that sideline, too. I saw you at the warm-ups. I was down there by the D-line. I kind of held back a little bit because I wanted to see you in your element. Coach, you're a different kind of animal when you're out there on the field.
Yeah, you know, I like to still think that I can play. And when it's game day, I for some reason I coach just like I play, you know, just kind of out of control and with a lot of great intensity. And it's fun, you know. I like coaching like that. I tend to always stay in the game, you know.
No, Coach, I got to tell you, you had me with goosebumps just watching you, watching you, your element and everything, and I was just like, man, I was really pulling for you guys. But Coach, that game, Dan Ellington, what went into the the whole thought process of him playing or the ideal of him playing off of his injury?
Well, to tell you the truth, you know. We found out pretty early he sustained the ACL tear. And, you know, ultimately, when you hear of that injury, you say, okay, it's over with. It's done. And, he just had the ACL tear, and I don't think it was anything else. So his knee really didn't swell up, and it wasn't a whole lot of pain with it. And but I still just, you know, I kind of assumed he was out. Our athletic trainer kind of assumed it out. And then he comes in, and he calls me on Monday night, and he says, Coach, I won't play. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, whatever. Really. And then on Tuesday, he shows up, and he's got his helmet and his jersey on, and goes out there and throws a little bit, moves around a little bit. And, you know, I kind of watch, and really at that point didn't think too much of it. And then he comes back again Tuesday evening and says, Coach, I'm going to play. And I said, well, you know, we'll see. Let's go see what practice looks like tomorrow. So he goes out and does everything in practice with us Wednesday. He goes through all our team segments. Looked fine. Didn't have any pain. The knee, for what, you know, everybody would think would be very, very unstable, seemed to be, handling pretty well. He wore a brace. And so we really didn't decide. I told him that, I'd need to talk with his father or his family. And I said, ultimately, it's your call and your family's call. I said, I will put together a plan, or we will put together a plan to keep you upright, make sure that you don't have any reads in the run game, and let you go out there and manage our football team if that's what y'all choose to do. And so he comes back to us and says, we're doing it. I'm playing. He said, I want to bring a Sun Belt championship to Georgia State University and our football program. And we got a great chance to do that. I wouldn't have ever put him out there if I thought we were going to put him in jeopardy. And I think he got hit twice and went down once on his own. We protected him really well, didn't give him any reads in the run game. And Dan did a remarkable job. What an incredible young man to want to go out there and do the things that he did for a university and a football program. What an unselfish act. And I've got so much respect for that young man, as I do all these players on this team. But it was a special thing that I witnessed out there on Saturday evening.
Talking with Sean Elliott, head coach of Georgia State, falling to Appalachian. Two games left, South Alabama, and then the showdown at the end of the year with their arch rivals, Georgia Southern, here. So we see them try to finish strong. An 8-win season is still very much in play for Georgia State. And Appalachian, everybody is advertised. I mean, you get the big run from Coates, and then moments later, you get the pick six from Bacon, and things are rolling for you. Appalachian, you know, they never backed down. They never showed any signs of cracking, and they came right back at you. They're a pretty good football team.
Yeah, they are a pretty good football team. You know, I thought we were going to go into the half there, 21-21. We had an unfortunate throw and pick six, and they went up by seven, and then we had a personal foul penalty right before the half that put them in position to go in and score late, and put us down by 14. And good football teams can withstand some adversity. When I say good, I mean championship football teams. For some reason or another, we couldn't get back in with that intensity and that emotion that we had played with in the first half. And for whatever reason, App State, as you know, good football teams or great championship football teams do, they stay the course and they don't blink an eye when some adversity hits. And you know, credit to those guys. And I love seeing that from good football teams. I think that we all can learn from that stuff, and we're going to certainly learn from that as well. But I was proud of our effort, of our football team, and going out there and doing the things that we did, and especially with Dan being the way he was. I would have liked to have played them with a healthy Dan Ellington. I know that's kind of crazy to say at this point after the loss, but Dan could have been and he was a difference maker just from a mentality standpoint. But I would have liked to have seen him at 100%.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to the head coach of Georgia State football, Coach Sean Elliott. Coach, you got two games left in the season. What is the message to the guys moving forward?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this weekend we play South Alabama, trying to go for – this is what's crazy about it. In this young football program that we have, going for our seventh regular season win, something that's never been done before at Georgia State University. Seven regular season wins. It's senior day for us. A group of seniors that I think, and I can't be 100% correct on this, but you know, they have a chance to go out with a great winning record. I mean, setting a foundation to represent these guys. I mean, in our football program, to get that seventh win is really, really important. And then to go play that ending game with our team from down south right there with a potential eight win, and then let's go set another standard there in the bowl game and knock that one out. So we have got a lot to play for, man, and that's what's so exciting about it. And exciting about our football program. Every day is something new. Every game is something we can achieve. There's something out there that we can do for the first time, and ultimately we have a lot left to play for.
Coach, is there a plan to let Dan Ellington play throughout the rest of his injury, or is, you know, after this loss, is he going to sit down for the rest of the season?
You know, Dan and I we've talked about it. I think we're going to move forward with a plan to let him take some reps and do some things. You know, he came back and he said, "Coach, I still want to go out and do this." And I said, "All right, well, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page with it and thinking this over and very, very clearly about, you know, what's at stake and what we have to achieve and what you have to achieve as well." So, yeah, we certainly still do have a plan for Dan, and we're moving forward with it. But I think you'll see Quad Brown get a little bit bigger role than what he had this past Saturday against Appalachian State.
All right, Coach, we look forward to it. 2 o'clock kick, Georgia State Stadium, South Alabama, Georgia State on Saturday. I do appreciate you taking a few minutes.
Hey, and I just want to thank you guys came over and saw the game. Man, I really do appreciate that. I mean, as you can see, we got a great setup over here, and we're building this thing the right way, getting those fans in here and playing exciting football. So I appreciate you guys showing up.
Oh, anytime, Coach. Really enjoyed it. Had a fun time. Really fun time.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.